timing.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot. Woohoo. I mean, but don't worry. It's only 3 minutes. It'll be over soon. Although, ladies, you probably hear that every night. Am I right, ladies?
A poem by Charles Leggett. After conducting research at an open mic for playing Frank Downs, an aspiring stand-up comic, in a film.
When gauche self-deprecation veers towards self-censure, apology the worst. Take heed, brave souls, it ever-loving misses, as if we need be told you've got 3 minutes. Restating what this kind, if rather tiny, crowd grasps as gratefully as their martinis, just skip it like a calcic disc of turd along the surface of a spill of crude. The ones who have it right can simply talk. They do not need, as Frank observes, to trick us, siphoning off bits of the collective semi-conscious, gutting their own votive weirdness, less routine than blessedly one-sided discourse, while the rest simply prate like a luckless monarch's nervous page.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm gonna write a cookbook called How Long Does It Take to Lay a 3-Minute Egg?
These field trips put a higher price tag on the knockoff VCR that Frank will win and carry home. Oh, hard-won spoils. I branded Lord Byron as the best of Britain's stand-ups in the early 1800s. Hence, the film director's sister's jaundiced glance to hear the rumors swirling round Augusta. Well, Byron the romantic, rude times past, a pristine innocence and childhood's loss. These stand-up hopefuls try to wrap like floss time round their wagging, pointing, flipping fingers. While in my headphones, as these March clouds linger, an unapologetic Ray Charles rips divisions of it from his fingertips. A manicure, 3 minutes long, in rage.